It's no secret driving in Metro Atlanta can be frustrating. Just ask Chief Engineer of the state's Department of Transportation, Meg Perkle.
I think Atlanta definitely has traffic challenges.
But as WABE's Tisneem Shamma reports, Atlanta traffic would be even worse, if you can imagine that, if Georgia wasn't home to one of the top highway emergency response programs, better known as HERO.
On the shoulder lanes of the Georgia interstates, it's hard to miss the bright yellow and orange trucks patrolling the highways and helping stranded motorists. They're known as the HERO unit, but many confuse them for State Farm insurance trucks, says driver Andre Todd.
They see State Farm, they say, well, you know what? I don't have State Farm insurance, but I sure do appreciate it. Nah, we're not State Farm, but GDOT.
State Farm's just a corporate sponsor and covers about 20% of the state-run HERO program.
HERO is a highway emergency response operator.
That's Meg Perkle, GDOT's chief engineer. She says she's proud of HERO's clearance record, which leads the nation. It averages just 30 minutes on large incidents.
Because every minute that lane is blocked, you cause like 5 minutes of delay downstream.
Todd started work at 4 a.m., and in just 4 hours, he's cleared 3 accidents.
584 TMC on this call I stopped on. It's going to be a 1051.
Times 843.
It's an intricate system that includes police, fire, citizen calls, and hundreds of cameras on the roadways. The information then all comes together in Southeast Atlanta at the Traffic Management Center. It's a large room full of monitors and people scanning them. GDOT's Drew Belk gives a tour.
Everybody on the floor has a certain district they're looking at or a certain region. So maybe these people right here are looking at 75 South or the downtown connector. Maybe this section's looking at Spaghetti Junction. And they monitor the cameras to see what's going on. The police and State Patrol, they also stay in contact with us as to let us know what's happening maybe before we see it.
They then relay the information to HERO drivers like Andre Todd.
It's a Burgundy, Mitsubishi, Gallant, and a gray Honda Accord.
A report comes through of a nearby wreck, but another HERO driver's on it. Right now, Todd has to tag an abandoned vehicle on the side of the road. He gets out with his bright orange reflector vest to place a green sticker with today's date on the car's rear window. Todd has spent 28 years as the assistant fire chief of DeKalb County. Jason Josie leads the HERO unit. He says 90% of his staff are former firefighters, police officers, or military veterans.
We're kind of a hybrid. We're this first responder agency who's a little bit of fire, a little bit of EMT, a little bit of towing, a little bit of police. And because we're that, we attract people from all of those disciplines.
Josie says their main job is to respond to emergencies, but they'll help anybody on the highway.
It's paid for by tax dollars. It's a free program. If you're a citizen of the state of Georgia, heck, if you're just passing through the state of Georgia, is an agency that is there to deal with congestion on the interstate to make their commutes a little safer, you know, shave a little time off of it.
All this has made the HERO program
certainly one of the best in the country.
That's Brad Fries. He's a national expert on traffic incident management programs like HERO. The Federal Highway Administration says Georgia is on par with Tennessee and Maryland, and one of the best because operators here get the highest level of training in the country. In 1972, GDOT had a short-lived program called the Motorist Aid Program. And then this happened.
The International Olympic Committee has awarded the 1996 Olympic Games to the city of Atlanta.
Carlene Barone with GDOT says a lot of money was suddenly available for building an intelligent transportation system.
When the Olympics was coming, we put in all that fiber optics and we had the additional changeable message signs and all of that. So there was a focus on intelligent transportation, on warning motorists to be able to take action before they got to incidents.
But all this intelligence can't do anything to control the number of cars on the road. HERO driver Andre Todd just wishes drivers would all be more careful.
Everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere quick, and they don't care who they run over to get there.
HERO currently has 88 active operators, with plans to expand to 100 by June. Tisneem Shamma, WABE News.